From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Voters in South Korea are selecting a replacement to former President Park Geun-hye, caught up in a corruption scandal that resulted in her impeachment and removal from office. Official misconduct, slowing growth, and relations with North Korea top voter concerns. Frontrunner Democratic Party of Korea candidate Moon Jae-in said he felt a great desire among the people to build a country we can be proud of. He was expected to win, with pre-election polls showing him 20 points ahead of his nearest rivals. The human rights lawyers promised to tackle corruption, increase spending to create jobs, and seek more engagement with North Korea. Stephen Norper is senior director of the Korea Society and a Columbia University professor.
Moon Jae-in has talked about something like a Sunshine 2, meaning an opening akin to the individual whom he worked for, Roh Moo-hyun, and his predecessor, Kim Dae-jung, meaning the opening to North Korea, incentives in terms of economic incentives and trying to find a way to deal with the North that is more pro-engagement.
The winning candidate is expected to be sworn in Wednesday after the results are made official. Nigeria Monday released the names of more than 80 schoolgirls freed in negotiations with the militant group Boko Haram after 3 years' captivity. Meanwhile, Laura Boldrini, president of Italy's Chamber of Deputies, met Monday with members of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign in Abuja.
You played a major role in the liberation of the girls, because you didn't give up every day, for each day you were here to say, release our girls.
The girls abducted in April 2014 were freed in exchange for several detained Boko Haram commanders. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is to meet his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Washington Wednesday to discuss global hotspots, including Ukraine and Syria. The meeting comes as Moscow pushes for creation of four so-called de-escalation zones, supported by Turkey and Iran, to ease 6 years of conflict in Syria. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal is skeptical.
The creation of the de-escalation zones may lead to some pacification, but I don't see it having a definitive effect, for the simple reason that people who are being affected are not being represented.
He said the opposition has not been involved in the plan. He also questioned what role the U.S. would play. Monday, Syria's foreign minister said no foreign forces would be allowed to monitor the de-escalation agreement. White House spokesman Sean Spicer Monday was asked if the latest American detained in North Korea is aimed at stoking tensions with the U.S. over its banned nuclear missile program.
Obviously, this is concerning. We're well aware of it, and we're going to work through the Embassy of Sweden that has a facility in North Korea, or an embassy in North Korea, through our State Department to seek the release of the individuals there. But I would refer you to the State Department on that.
Kim Hak-sun, who was on the staff of the private Pyongyang University of Science and Technology, was detained Saturday and accused of unspecified hostile acts. His arrest brings to four the number of U.S. citizens detained in North Korea. At least six people were killed Monday after a suicide bomber rammed a car laden with explosives into a cafe in the capital Mogadishu, an attack claimed by the insurgent group Al-Shabaab. Several others were wounded. More anti-government protests rocked Venezuelan cities Monday, and police responded with tear gas. Weeks of unrest over the country's worsening social and economic conditions has left nearly 40 dead. The opposition is demanding socialist President Nicolas Maduro leave office and new elections are held. Forces loyal to Libya's Eastern Administration Monday pushed into two more districts of the embattled city Benghazi. Elements of the Libyan National Army have been fighting for control of the country's second-largest city for 3 years against an array of jihadist militia. At least six LNA soldiers reportedly were killed. The Trump administration has defended its temporary travel ban in federal court again Monday. Travelers from six mostly Muslim countries. Acting Solicitor General Jeffrey Wall insisted that it is not a Muslim ban. Both the original ban issued in January and a revised one designed to overcome legal challenges have been held up in court following challenges that they are unconstitutional. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.